This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Nina Agrawal reports in the Los Angeles Times that New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is considered a possible candidate in the 2020 Democratic presidential primary. The profile traces her own political history, first as a lawyer, then a volunteer for Hillary Clinton's Senate campaign, and then as congressperson locally, representing what is roughly now Representative John Faso's district. Now Gillibrand is calling for President Donald Trump to resign and saying, quote, Congress should investigate the multiple sexual harassment and assault allegations against him, end quote. The website 538.com also recently wrote about Gillibrand's presidential aspirations, saying, quote, she used to have an A grade from the NRA when she represented a conservative upstate district in the House and she was against protections for sanctuary cities, end quote. One New York immigration group, incensed by her 2009 appointment to the Senate, issued a press release noting, quote, she strongly supported throwing more resources toward ineffective border enforcement, but appeared to oppose any path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants, end quote. Now, though, quote, she has voted against Trump's positions more often than any other senator and is the sole member to vote against every one of the president's cabinet nominees, end quote. As per annual tradition, Governor Andrew Cuomo suspended all state road construction projects from 6 a.m. December 29th through 6 a.m. January 2nd. In addition, the New York State Thruway Authority offers free coffee and hot tea to travelers at all 27 travel plazas along the Thruway from 11 p.m. New Year's Eve through 7 a.m. New Year's morning. And the Daily Freeman reports that New York's Department of Health renewed New York City's upstate reservoir filtration waiver for another 10 years. New York City gets 90% of its drinking water from the Catskills and Delaware River Basin. This, quote, filtration avoidance determination, end quote, requires New York City to build Shokan in Olive in Ulster County, a new wastewater treatment plant. Department of Environmental Protection spokesman Adam Bosch reported that the city will spend about $1 billion in all over the next decade in the area to keep the water clean. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.